From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today the government's efforts to prop up the economy are starting to gain traction. He pointed to yesterday's Commerce Department report showing a milder-than-expected slowdown in the second quarter. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Even bad news can seem relatively good if it's not as bad as you were bracing for. Mr. Obama acknowledged that encouraging economic data is little comfort for the growing number of Americans who are still out of work. But he says the new numbers are a sign the economy's starting to turn around.
This means that eventually businesses will start growing and hiring again. And that's when it will really feel like recovery to the American people.
Mr. Obama will have more to say about the economy this coming week when he makes his second presidential visit to Elkhart, Indiana, a manufacturing center where the unemployment rate remains stubbornly high. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
South Dakota Senator John Thune delivered the weekly Republican address. He criticized Democratic proposals to change the health care system.
Their plan for government-run health care would disrupt our current system and force millions of Americans who currently enjoy their employer-based coverage into a new health care plan run by government bureaucrats.
Thune said Republicans would seek changes that would allow small businesses to band together to buy affordable health insurance for their employees. They'd also seek changes in the law to protect doctors and hospitals from frivolous lawsuits. A plan to overhaul health care cleared the House Energy and Commerce Committee last night, the last of three House panels to act on the legislation. A vote in the full House is expected in September after lawmakers return from the summer recess. The bill is designed to extend health insurance to millions now without it and to hold down medical costs. In the Senate, negotiators for Democrats and Republicans are still working on a bipartisan proposal to be considered by the Senate Finance Committee. The House yesterday approved a bill designed to curb excessive Wall Street bonuses. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The say-on-pay bill gives shareholders a non-binding annual vote on the salary and bonus practices of their top executives. It also requires companies to disclose information on their bonus pay structure and gives federal regulators the authority to issue guidelines banning risky incentive-based pay. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank is head of the Financial Services Committee.
There's a system which says to people, take a risk because it's risk-free for you. That's the problem. It's risk-free for the individual. It's risky for the company. And when you accumulate all those risks for the company, it's risky for the economy.
Republican opponents argued the bill invites too much meddling in the day-to-day affairs of private companies. In the end, the bill passed the House on a vote of 237 to 185. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington. The first female president of the Philippines has died after a long battle with colon cancer. She had helped to topple a dictatorship 23 years ago. Dwali Saikautau reports.
Corazon Aquino was a housewife who rose to power 3 years after her senator husband, Benigno Aquino, was assassinated at Manila's International Airport. Her husband was returning from exile in the United States to run against then-dictator Ferdinand Marcos. After the killing, she led what is known as the People Power Revolt in 1986, where mass demonstrations led to the end of the 20-year Marcos regime. Aquino oversaw the writing of a new constitution, which, among other things, limited a president's term to 6 years. Her presidency was not as successful as her democratic revolution. Aquino's term was plagued by repeated coup attempts and deadly demonstrations at her family's sugar plantations. She was 76 years old. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Trials began in Tehran today for members of the opposition who protested last month's presidential election in Iran. Moderate presidential candidates had claimed the vote was rigged to allow President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to be reelected. Hundreds of people were detained in anti-government protests. According to Iranian state media reports, more than 100 of the protesters are being tried for rioting, including several prominent opposition activists. The State Department says it's looking into reports that three Americans have been detained in Iran. They reportedly had strayed into Iranian territory on a hiking trip in the northern Kurdistan region of Iraq. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.